Hi fam, welcome to Sweet Truth. Do your day listen. I hope that you are doing great today. It is a great day. I am so excited about today's chapter. I cannot wait to get right into it. This Psalm 91:1-16 shows us the importance of letting God be our dwelling and refuge and all that great stuff. So I am so excited to get into it. I will be reading from the Christian Standard Bible Version. And with that being said, Father God, bless this day, bless this word, and bless us. Amen. And so once again, I will be reading Psalm 91:1-16. With that being said, let's jump right into it. And it reads, "The one who lives under the protection of the Most High dwells in the shadow of the Almighty." So, whomever lives under the protection of God dwells in His shadow. You want God's protection, you gotta dwell in His shadow. It goes on to say, "I will say concerning the Lord, who is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." And so you see how he breaks it down. He says, not only is God my refuge, not only is God my fortress, God is the one I trust. So God has to be the one that you trust. He has to be your refuge and your fortress. And he goes on to say, "He himself will rescue from the bear trap, from the destructive plague. He will cover you with his favors. You will take refuge under his wings. His faithfulness will be a protective shield. You will not fear the terror of the night, the arrow that flies by day, the plague that strikes in darkness, or the pestilence that ravages at noon. Though 1,000 fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, the pestilence will not reach you. You will only see it with your eyes and witness the punishment of the wicked." And so this is what happens, 3-8. This is what happens when you let God be your protection. Because it's like you will see only these things happening with your eyes, you know, like the destruction and the weapons, you know, and blah blah blah. But as for you, you will be protected. God will protect you. God wants to protect you, but you know, you gotta ask for his protection. You gotta pray, you gotta ask for it. The word says, "Ask and you shall receive." I myself, I'm a firm believer in asking. And I want to give this as an example. Let's say I have a box of candy, you know, and you're sitting next to me. Assuming that I will share my candy with you has the same percentage as me not sharing with you. But the only way you can know for sure, the only certain way you can confirm that I will share with you is if you ask me for some. See? So I feel like I wouldn't be okay with just assuming, you know, in the back of my mind that God will protect me. Like, I know he will protect me, but I still want to ask for it. You know, it's like one of those things, like, you know, but you still want to ask for it, if that makes sense. It's words of affirmation, you know, like, you know something, but you just want to affirm it. And affirming that protection, affirming that covering, so that you would have that peace of mind in the back of your head that I, you know, I've asked God this, I've prayed for his protection, I've prayed for to him to be my dwelling place. It is for your own affirmation. So for my own affirmation, even despite knowing that God watches over me, that he protects me, that he covers me, I still go ahead and ask for it and pray about it. Because it just does something. It makes me more confident, is what it does. It makes me more confident in knowing that God protects me. And not only do I know that, but I did ask him, you know, I did pray about him. I've asked my Father God to cover me, shield me, and all that. And so it's like a whole different level. The 9 to 13 reads, "Because you have made the Lord my refuge, the Most High your dwelling place." So this is what happens. So 9 to 13, we are seeing what happens when you make God your dwelling place, when you make God your refuge. This is what happens. It reads, "No harm will come to you. No plague will come near your tent or your house. For he will give his angels orders concerning you to protect you in all your ways." That is something big right there. I mean, look at that. Look at that. You have made the Lord your God, your dwelling place. Not only is he going to cover you, no harm will come to you, no plague will come near your house, but he will also give his angels orders concerning you. They are on a mission, on an order. That's an order concerning you to protect you in all your ways. Not just one way, not just your left way, your right way. In all your ways. They will support you with their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the young lion and the serpent. Wow. And then the rest of it, 14 to 16. Last but not least, is God's promises to you. And it reads, "Because he has set his heart on me." Because he has his heart set on me. God does. "I will deliver him." So this is what happens. Hold on, wait a minute, sweet truth, wait a minute. So 14, set your eyes on God. Because God is the one saying this. God is the one saying, "Because you have set your heart on me." See, when you said, "Oh, seek first the kingdom of God," and when you set your heart on God, this is great stuff, man. This is great stuff. So God says, "Because you have set your heart on him, he will deliver you. He will protect you because you know his name. And when you call out to him, he will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. He will rescue you and give you honor. He will satisfy you with a long life, and he will show you his salvation." So this is God's promises to you, fam, 14 to 16. God promises you that so as long as you set your heart on him, he will deliver you. He will protect you. When you call out to him, he will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. So this, you know, doesn't remove us from trouble. It says that even though we are in trouble, God's gonna be with us in the midst of those troubles. And then he will rescue us and give us honor. Then he will satisfy us with a long life and show us his salvation. What a blessing. What a blessing. And all of this just comes with one simple thing. And that is letting God be your dwelling in refuge. So what's number one? Number one, set your heart on God. set your heart on God. 2, let God be your refuge. Let him be your protection. 3, because yes, God will protect you, but you just want to confirm it for yourself. It's your own words of affirmations to know that God is my protector, and I know that 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 my Father protects me because I ask him for his protection. I always pray for his protection. He is my refuge. He is my dwelling place. And fam, God wants to be your dwelling place. He wants you. He wants you to set your heart on him. Set your heart on him. Set your heart on him. Let God deliver you. Let him protect you. Let him answer you. Let him rescue you. Let him satisfy you and show you his salvation. And his salvation comes with you taking the first step and praying a prayer of salvation. And for those willing to pray with me, let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you that he died and rose just for me. I repent of my sin and I turn to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my life over to you. Father, I surrender every aspect of my heart over to you. Every habit I cast it at your feet. Every private thought I cast it down. Lord, I surrender to you. I am forever yours. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ washes me. Cleanses me. Covers me. And makes me whole. Father, I receive your Son, Jesus Christ, as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And fam, if you pray that prayer, oh, what a celebration it is. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, fam, there is nothing. There is nothing that can be compared to having a relationship with Christ. There is nothing like it. It's the best relationship anyone can ever have. The best. It is the best relationship anyone can ever have in their life. So I hope that the psalm has blessed you. And with that being said, be blessed, be encouraged, and be fearless.